As a matter of halacha, the Rush says that we don't pass like Rav Huna. And the Rush brings up from Shem Rabbeinu Chananel that it's suffik v'chayshish v'shitas Rav Huna, and that by a chuppah it bribes a suffik kedushin. Part of the question in this issue, whether we're chayshish Rav Huna, is what the Rif holds. The Rif does not bring Rav Huna here in our sugya, which is Mashri doesn't pass like him. If you look in the Rif, he skips the whole sugya of Rav Huna, which is Mashri doesn't pass like Rav Huna, because the Rif only brings us lahalacha. However, on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara said Minyana the Reisha Lamutei Mai. The Mishnah says Hoisha Niknas B'Shloisha Derachim. What's it Memayit? So the Gemara said it's Memayit Chuppah. And then the Gemara said, according to Rav Huna, what's a memayit? It's a memayit chalipin. Over there, if the Rif would have not paskin like Rav Huna, he should have brought the first teretz of the Gemara, that the minyana deresha, the number of amish, there's lamute chuppa. And yet there, the Rif doesn't bring it. The Rif brings the second teretz, that the mishnah is lamute chalipin. Now when the Mishnah says the Ishn is Rishlash Adarachim, three, Lamute Chalipa. Chalipa doesn't work. That's Mashma, that Chuppah does work, because he doesn't bring Lamute Chalipa. So it's not clear what the Shita Sarif is. On the one hand, he Taka doesn't bring Rav Huna. He doesn't mean to pass like Rav Huna, but Vadois. Yet, he also doesn't bring down Lamute Rav Huna. So we have one Gemara, which is Rav Huna, that he doesn't bring. We have another Gemara, which is Lamute Chuppah, which he also doesn't bring. So it could be that the Rif himself was Masupik in Din Chuppah.
It's so obvious that we wouldn't have to read to exclude it.
Why is Lamute Chuppah more obvious than Lamute Chalipin? Lamute Chalipin is more obvious and doesn't work by any issues.
No, you don't have to say that it doesn't work.
It can't be that Lamute Chuppah is more obvious than Lamute Chalipin, because no one holds Chalipin works. And there is a sheet that a Chuppah works.
I don't have to write that it doesn't work. Of course it doesn't work.
Chuppah? And Lamute Chalipin, you do have to write.
It might work. The risk is more versus the risk holds.
There's more Sfar Chalipin should work than Chuppah. But there's no Amayra who holds Chalipin works, and there's at least one Amayra who holds Chuppah works. Obviously, Chuppah is closer than Chalipin.
Just trying to cover both, because we read anything from the second one, he doesn't mention the second study, so it seems he doesn't pass the club book. So now,
so why didn't he say the minyan of the ratio is mamayit?
So we can accomplish that with my conclusion also, the whole book.
It would seem that since the Rif brings the part of the Gemara that Allah halacha, he should have brought the part of the Gemara that says lamutei chuppah.
Passion.
Okay. No, maybe. At any rate, he could have brought both there also, because with the chuppah v'chalipah. At any rate, the bottom line is that it's not clear if we pass them like Rav Huna or not, and that's why I mentioned to you the story of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who was talking about a kedushin where the ring wasn't worth a pruta, and he was chayshish that even though the ring wasn't worth a chuppah, but it wasn't worth a pruta. So maybe al kinyan mayil, kinyan she'ena mayil, it should work anyway, b'teres chuppah. So Kiveg is saying that l'maisa we are chayshish, and applies to tzaddik. But the top Tosfos said that our sugya only stems like Rav Tarfon, who holds of dayay. Then our sugya, the whole kavachayim of chuppah of Rav Huna only fits according to Rav Tarfon, the holds of dayay. And that presents a problem. If the whole sugya is going on with Rav Tarfon, who holds that hechad mifra kavachayim, you don't say dayay. If our sugya is going on according to Rav Tarfon, well, we don't pass like Rav Tarfon. So that's yachid. So the whole sugya is Rav Tarfon. So Frek the Karban Nisanel and the Yeshua, I think, also has the kasha. That how are you going to learn up the whole sugya? How could the place can be misupik if we pass him like him? How could you find the Rosh B'Shem Ben Ochanal? Misupik if we pass him like Rav Huna? If the whole Rav Huna only fits with Reb Tarfin. Reb Tarfin, we don't pass him like, Reb Tarfin is a shita all over Shas. We never pass him like him in this Shaila. So what's the whole Shakla Vatari and the Paiskim and the Rishayim? Do we pass him in front of him? We don't pass him in front of him. The whole Rafun is Shalai Ali B'Dalmacha. The whole Rafun is Reb Tarfin. So the whole thing is a problem, according to Tysus. So, however, the way we learned, the Kavan of the Marsha, that really even without a Kal V'Chaymer, Reb Tarfin could say his din with a Mamatzinu. Reb Tarfin, even without a Kal V'Chaymer, really could have said his din with a Mamatzinu, that if it's a Mamatzinu, that it's Geimer, it should be Maskel too. So then the Kash is not so schwer. Tysus is right that Al Kal V'Chaymer, it only stems like Reb Tarfin. The Gemara says a Kal V'Chaymer, it only makes sense like Reb Tarfin. But even without that, we would have learned it with a Mamatzinu anyway. So I think this is what the Pnei Yeshua says, that we learned with a Mamatzinu anyway, so Mamela, we could pass Nag Rafan. Kamar Nassau says it's teretz a little differently than the Pnei Yeshua, but basically, this makes a difference the way we learned up the whole Sugya. If you need a Kal V'Chaymer, you could do it with a Mamatzinu. This would be enough for me. At any rate, we'll start the next sugya, but Lamaisa, the bottom line is that it's a suffix if we pass the chuppah's kaita for kiddushin, which means lahalacha, it's really sort of 3.5. Right? The shloisha derachim certainly work, and then we have another derach, which is a suffix, chuppah, which is a suffix if it works. And that's lahalacha. Right? It doesn't come up much. The only time I can imagine it coming up is similar to a Kivagar story. If somebody's at a chasna, and they gave a ring, and they found out the ring either wasn't worth a pruta, or it wasn't his ring. It'd be rare that under the chuppah it's not worth a pruta, you don't notice it. Because you look at the ring, they didn't look at the ring. So the only thing that can happen is there could be some type of mix-up where it's not his ring. It's not his ring. And I had recently a chassan ask me, you want to use a certain kind of ring? So I told him I prefer he doesn't. So he came back to me, he said, okay, his kala really wants that type of ring, so what he'll do is he'll use his mother's ring under the chuppah just for the ceremony, and then later he'll give her the other ring. And I told him, you can't use your mother's ring unless she wants to give it away. Use your mother's ring, it doesn't make a chasana. You have to use your ring, you have to give it away, it's for keeps. So that's the only way I can imagine this would come up. If under the chuppah somebody gave someone else's ring by mistake, and now you realize the toss. So, if you hold Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Shana Mayo works, so the Kedusha would work with Teres Chuppah. It's the Maisa under the Chuppah, so it would work with Teres Chuppah. Okay, let's begin the next Sukkah. We finished, Til Hay Amid Beis is the Limudim. We finished with all the Limudim, how do you know Shtar, how do you know Bia, etc. Now, the next few Blat, which is really the sort of the guts of Kedushin, starts here, and these are already questions, different cases of Kedushin, the shailas of these different cases work. If they don't work, this will continue for a few lines. Turn around. Ketzah b'kesef. Nosel lo kesef eshav kesef. Hari abu kadeshesli, hari abu resesli, hari atli liyintu, hari zuma kadeshes. Any of these will shine as a good. Now, the language is a little misleading. What do you do first? You give first or you say first? Huh? Right, you have to say first and give second. That's the way it works under the chuppah. First you say the hariat and then you give the ring. The language here, nosan lo kesef shav kesef ve'omar lo, it's not. It sounds like you could do the nesina first and the amira second, and that's just not true. It's not true. Not only does the amira have to be first, but the Gemara says in Bava Basra that b'chol ha'Torah kula toch kedei dibur kedibur dami, except by gittin kedushin and one or two other places. But by kedushin, once you give the ring, it's too late. Every chosn under the chuppah, we warn him that don't let go of the ring until you finish the amira, finish saying the hariyat, and once you finish, then put on the ring, not the other way around. So at any rate, the the Lush, the Hamakna says Lush HaGemara is Lav Dafka. That's the way we'll learn. It's going to be Nogea to the Rishayim that we're going to learn. We're going to try to understand the whole Sugya that's Lav Dafka. And Gemara means Va'amar Lo, and he had already said to her, whatever Lush, and how is it Mukadesh? Okay, right. Aval Hisha Nasna Va'amrihi, Hareini Mukadesh Loch. Hareini Mukadesh Loch, Hareini Loch Lian, to Eina Mukadesh. Right, so we have Nesin and Amira. If it's both who, it's good. If both is he, she did both, no good. So now the Gemara gets into the Yukim. Maskavar of Papa. Tamad nas nuvamahu. Vaistais nas nuvamahi. Ain't no kadeshis. Ama safe. Avalish nas nuvamahi. Lai have a kadushin. Tam nas nuvamahi. Anas nuvamahi. Have a kadushin. So that's the Gemara. The sugi here is a diuk. If it's both who, it's good. Both he, it's no good. If one is who and one is he, what's the din? That's the sugya. You have Nisina and Amira, one is who, one is he, what's the din? Now the Gemara only discusses Nasan hu va'amrahi. Right? Where the one that she does is the Amira. That's the whole discussion of the Gemara, and that's going to be, we're going to end up at the Safik. So all the Rishayim, including Taisis, jump on this. And they ask, why didn't the Gemara make a Dia Fakert? That Nosan he va'amar hu. Okay, now it's just not getting confusing. You have to plug in which he and which is who, right? Right. The Gemara's case is Amra he. Right. The thing that was changed is that she spoke. That's the Gemara's case. Amra he. Tosfos' case is what about if Nosan he, Nosna he, and Amar hu? So let's see Tosfos. Hanasna hu v'amra hi. So Tosfos is a very easy teretz. Mashalei hiska klal nasna hi v'amra hu. Should go psikalei. It's not a certain thing. The pa'amei mekudesh es ba'adam chashuv k'dam l'kaman. We know this, that if a woman gives a gift to an adam chashuv, whatever taich adam chashuv is, we'll have to figure out when we get to that sugya. But if a woman gives a gift to an adam chashuv, so then it's mekudesh es. Why? Why is it mekudesh es? Because behiyano, so behiyano, so mamela you can't make a diuk. Nosan, nosna hi v'amar hu, because then it depends. It's true sometimes it is good, and it's true sometimes it's no good. By an ordinary person, it's no good. By adam chashuv, it is good. So the price, leipsikalei, it's not. It's something that's not clear. So it's not one way. It's clear, but it depends if it's adam chashuv. So the Meila the Brisa didn't go into it. Or as the Ran says, that the diuk is true in both directions. Both diuk are not true. It's true that sometimes if she did the Nesina, it's a good diuk that is no good. And it's true sometimes she did the Nesina, that it is good. Now, Taisa seems very simple. The Gra in Ois Aleph says, Harif Arama Varash Bachel Kinazah. Now, Rif Rambam Raja is a pretty strong team. To argue with the Taisus, that looks very easy. It doesn't look like there's anything you could argue with. So, what could you argue with the Taisus? Huh? What's he talking about? What's he start off with the Taisus? It's very glad. The Gra doesn't say what he means. That the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rajba argue. The Rif and the Rambam, it's certainly hard to figure out what they mean, what he means. The Rajba, though, says a second teretz of Taisa's Kasha. He brings Taisa's Kasha. And he says that Adam Chashuv only works if you have an additional Amira where he says, I'm a Kaddish you with the Hanah that I'm accepting it. He has to explain it. You shouldn't think Adam Chashuv works. She gives him a gift, and it's a condition with the gift. He has to have an Amira to say that the Kiddushin is with the Hanah of the Nesina. And therefore, Stamazai, Nasan Hu, Nasan, Nasna Hiva, Amar Hu, Stamazai is no good. The Rambam is saying that if it's Nasna He, it's just no good, period. Why? Because if you want to make it good, so you have to, it has to be an Adam Chashuv, and he has to say, with the Hanah of my Kabbalah. You follow? So it seems the way the Quran understands that it's the Machlekes LaHalacha is the Machlekes between Taisus and the Rambam Rif and Rashba. Taisus holds that by Adam Chashuv, it's enough. You say, Hari Abba Kodesh, just leave a Tabazu, and she gives him a Tabaz. And Rif Rambam and Rashba hold, you have to speak it out. You have to speak it out. Okay, so we have a machlaikis. You have to understand what the machlaikis is totally in, but this seems to be a machlaikis. Now, how would the Rashba, how would that answer Taisa's kasha? Why didn't the Gemara go into a case of Nasna He? Why did it go into the case of Nasna He? So that's what it seems. Because Nasna He, in the Adam Chashuv case, if she gives him something, and he says, Hari Amakudesh Asli Bahanor, that I'm a Kabul, that's not really Nasna He, that's really Nasan Hu. He's giving. I mean, he's taking, but that's giving, since he's an Adam Chashuv, doesn't normally take. So it seems that that's the Kavanas HaRashba, that the case of Adam Chashuv wouldn't make sense here. Because if he's also Adam Chashuv, he's taking, he has to say, Hari Amu Kadesh Asli Ba'anazu, that I'm a Kabul. So that's Nasan Hu. So Nasan Hu, that works. It says it works. So, so therefore what? So how does that answer the question? So Nasa, that would blight Nasan Hu. So Adam Chashuv blights Nasan Hu. And if it's not an Adam Chashuv, it blights Nasan He, which is no good. It's still Shver. Why didn't the Brisa say Nasan He is no good? The Rashba's Teretz. The Rashba's coming to answer Taisa's Kasha. So the Rashba says, you need another Amira. How does that answer Taisa's Kasha? Clear. The Rashba's din seems to be clear. It's not clear. The Rashba's right. That blives Nasan Hu. How does that answer Taisa's Kasha? So it's not clear from there. It's not clear. What? That case. But it would be the same stira. If it's not Nahim, he's not an Adam Chashuv. So for the Reisha, it's Mashma, there would not be good. For the Sefer, Mashma would be good. It's a stira. It can't be more Pashit than Nos Nahim Amrahi. Bryce said Nos Nahim Amrahi. Same thing. If Nos Nahim Amrahi. Just said that too. That's in the case of Adam Chashuv. Okay, so in the case of Adam Chashuv, we're not going into. So let's say it's Adam She'ena Chashuv. So what's the din? Nas Nahiv Amaru. Would be Einav Kudeshes, right? So why don't we ask that the Braisa is Mashma Astira? In the Reisha, it says you need Nas Nahiv Amaru by Einav Chashuv. You need Nas Nahiv Amaru, it's Mashma, if Nas Nahiv Amaru, it's no good. The Sefer says Nas Nahiv Amar He is no good. It's Mashma Nas Nahiv Amar Hu is good. What the Gemara should have asked the Stira if he's talking about Adam Shein Chashuv. The Stira remains in the Mashmois of the Braisa. Svara tells us Nas Nahiv is no good. So, but it's the same Kasha. Why don't we the deal from the Reish and the Sefer? So you can look at the Lashon HaRashba. The Rashba means to answer the question. It's not clear how he's answering the question. Yeah, but the Sefer says, Nas Nahiv Amar He is no good. This is what it says in the Sefer. Nas Nahiv Amar He is no good. Right? So why does it say that? It just said, Nas Nahiv is no good. Even Amar Hu. Nas Nahiv Amar He is Master Dafko, and you have both Ahis that have been. Okay.
Sense, what we see
that
Nasan Hu, it's still be good.
By Adam Chashuv.
Yeah.
So that's Taisa's Teretz, really.
Same thing like Taisa, but
You see, the Raja brings Tosfos Teretz, says Kei Teretz Araivin and Tosfos, and then he adds this. It sounds like he's adding a second Teretz. He says, Varif Rambam was Tosfos, that is no good. And there he says his thing. Unless he doesn't mean a second Teretz, he just means to argue with this Nakuda that's Mashmala Halacha from Tosfos. That could be. Could be that it may be Taka, maybe the Rashba doesn't mean to add a second Teretz. He only means to argue in this Nakuda with Tosfos. It could be. In other words, the Teretz could be the same. That if you see her giving, it could go both ways. It just means to add this prat that they argue la halacha. It could be. Okay, getting back to Tosfos. So what do we have? Because in giving a shiur on this can get confusing with all the who's and the he's, right? So what do we have? Forgetting Tosfos' case, remember, we have the Gemara two cases. When it's both him, it's good. When it's both her, it's no good. When it's his Amira, when it's her Amira, the Gemara is going to say it's a Safik. When it's her Nesina, and his Amira, Tosfos says that depends on the rules of Adam Chashuv. Now it's Mashma. So this Braisa didn't want to get into Adam Chashuv. The Braisa didn't want to get into the discussion of Adam Chashuv, so it only talked about cases that have nothing to do with Adam Chashuv. Right? Kasha is, what about Nosnahi va'amrahi? Doesn't that depend if it's a Adam Chashuv? If it's Nosnahi va'amrahi, what's it then? Nosnahi va'amrahi, Gemara says it's no good. If he's an Adam Chashuv, what should it be? What? Which is a Safik. Gemara says Nosnahi va'amrahi is a Safik. So what's going on with the Braisa? The Braisa, what?
Giving Hanok, he's not saying, he's just giving
Hanok
by
Tosfos. But I'm talking about Tosfos. You may be right, but one second. The way we're learning the Gemara, Pashut, the way Tosfos learned. We didn't want to get into Adam Chashuv, so the cases of Adam Chashuv, like Sikalei, we didn't get into it. So we talked about Nosna Hi Va'amrahi, that's Vadei no good. What would be Nosna Hi Va'amrahi by an Adam Chashuv? The Chaira. Nasnahi v'amrahi by Adam Chashuv is the same as Nasnahu v'amrahi, which is a Safik Kiddush. And the Braisa says Nasnahi v'amrahi is Vade no good. Isn't that a problem? The Braisa is not talking about Adam Chashuv. So what's Tosfos Teretz? Tosfos says no. Tosfos says that a case which is totally in Adam Chashuv, the Braisa didn't want to get into. So why didn't the If the Braisa is picking a case that's not an Adam Chashuv, it could have said a case of Nosna Hi V'Amarhu. Then it's no good. I didn't say Nosna Hi V'Amarhu because I didn't want to get into Adam Chashuv. So why is Nosna Hi V'Amarhi any better than Nosna Hi V'Amarhu? What's the name of who said? If it's Adam Chashuv, it's his Nesina. So the Braisa should have said it. What? If we're not talking about Adam Chashuv, then Tosfos Kasha comes back. Why doesn't the Braisa tell me the din of Nosnahi V'Amarhu? It didn't tell us the din of Nosnahi V'Amarhu. It didn't want to get into Adam Chashuv. So it didn't want to get into it. So it's telling us something. All the dinim are true. Sai Adam Chashuv, Sai not Adam Chashuv. Same as Leif Sikalei, like, didn't tell you. Right? All the dinim of this Braisa are true for anybody.
Maybe it's not telling you.
So then why does it say the din of Nasnahi V'Amarhu? Not everyone gets the kasha. I don't know. It's such a nice chat. Huh? Try again, okay? I don't know. I heard the kasha. It made me smile. In the case of Nasnahi V'Amarhu, does the Braisa say Nasnahi V'Amarhu? No. Why not? Why didn't the Braisa say Nasnahi V'Amarhu? Saktaisis, why not? Because they didn't want to get into things that depend on other kasha. So I'm asking you, Nosnahiva Amrahi, which the Braisa does say, doesn't that depend if it's an Adam Chashev? Nosnahiva Amrahi? What's the din by Nosnahiva Amrahi? If it's not an Adam Chashev, what's the din? It's no good. If it's an Adam Chashev, what should be the din? Nosnahiva Amrahi should be a Safik. Right? Because Nosnahiva Amrahi by Adam Chashev is the same as Nosnahiva Amrahi, which is a Safik. So why didn't why could I say the Braisa didn't get in, doesn't want to get into it? The last din in the Braisa does depend on Adam Chashev.
Maybe in that case it still wouldn't work anyway.
Why?
That's how he's going
to
say it.
Why? You have to at least.
Because his Hanoi is not actually something tangible. It might work in the case where he has said it.
And what about Nasan Hu Vamrahi? A normal case of Nasan Hu Vamrahi. No, the Gemara says it's a Safik, Nasnu Vamrahi. Gemara says that Nasnu Vamrahi is Svekihi. Right? It's a Safik. Haramir is a Safik. What? Right.
I
would
say bad
name's
not.
I would say bad name's not, but it's the Sefer. The Sefer tells me it's a Safik. But wouldn't that make it a Safik in the case of Nasan, He, Vamri, He also, by Imam Chashev? It's also a Safik.
But it has to tell me somehow that it's
going to
be a Safik. That's not bad
name,
not
a Kedushin. It's coming for a deal. Nasan, He, Vamri, He is no good. Nasan. Huvamrihi would be a suffix good. It's telling me somehow. Why can't it tell me the other way? Tell me Nosna Hivamrahu is no good. And then I'll know that the reverse is good. It's a suffix of it. If it's not an Adam Chashiv, Nosna Hi is also not good.
No, but Nosna Hi is a case in general. It's not a definite. It could be that it is
about Adam Chashev. But the Braisa left out Adam Chashev, they say. So it ignored Adam Chashev. Right? The last case ignores Adam Chashev. So have a different last case that ignores it. Nas Nehiv Amru. Once you're ignoring it, you could say none of the bigger Chiddush. Nas Nehiv Amru. This gets confusing because the he's and the who's are. Just focus on what she does, okay? Whatever she does is not good for Kedusha. So, we're saying, if she does the Amira, it's a Safik. If she does the Nesina, it depends on Adam Chashev. So the Chayr, that should be true, by Nos Nehi, Va'amrihi also. Yes. You're right. According to Rashi, you're right. You're 100% right. I'm only asking about Tosis. You're right. You're right. According to the Rashi, I'm not asking about the Rashi. I'm asking about Tosis. You're right. I meant only to ask according to Tosis. According to Tosis, that the Gemara didn't want to get into. The Gemara said dinim that don't depend on Adam Chashev. Let me phrase it this way: Nas Nehi Va'amrihi. Does it depend that he's an Adam Chashev or not? Phrase it that. I'm asking a question. A din. You learned the Gemara. Nas Nehi Va'amrihi. Does that depend on Adam Chashev? That's my question to you. You say not.
Obviously not.
The question is why not? Nas Nehi Va'amrihi by Adam Chashev. Why is it no good? L'chayra. Out the Nesina. Nesina is a good Nesina because it's an Adam Chashev. Out the Amira. Amrihi only makes a Safik. So what's the problem? It's not a sex faker because Adam Chashev is not a Safik. Adam Chashev is Vada. It has two chesroinis, but
what's he getting?
He's not getting anything, but he's giving. She's giving him a gift, and he's giving because he's an Adam Chashev.
And
the Amira. Well, beside the Amira, the Gemara says it's a Safik. If she does the Amira, it's a Safik. Right?
If she throws something at him and she says it,
if he's on the kosher, then he takes a willing one. That's always the case about the kosher. I don't know, the Avnei Mulam brings this kasha from B'Shem Datz Rosh Yosef.
Huh?
Yes,
actually,
why does he have to do something? Because okay, that could be right. First, let me just tell you what the Atzmus Yosef says. I think this is what he means. I think what the Atzmus Yosef is saying, and you can look at his lashon. I think what he's saying is that the only time it's worth something to you, if you give something to an Adam Chashev, what does Adam Chashev mean? You go over to the president and you give him a gift. It's a Chashev thing, you give him a gift. Right? The president doesn't just go get gifts from anybody. So it's a Chashev thing. So the Atzmus Yosef is saying that that's only Chashev if he acknowledges it. If he acknowledges it, he says something, he makes some type of amir, he acknowledges you're giving him the gift. But if you're going to go and you throw the gift in the back of into his pocket or into his limousine, he doesn't even acknowledge it, doesn't say a word about it, it's not worth anything. Well, he has to know, but he doesn't acknowledge it, he takes it, he doesn't say boo, and he keeps on going. So that doesn't have the cheshivas of Adam Chash.
Not only the cheshivas, how do you know he wants the tradition?
See, I want to get to what you're saying. And first, I'm telling you what the words of the Atzmus Yosef are. That seems to be the words of the Atzmus Yosef. What? You still have a problem? Because what's good? Okay, one second. What the Atzmus Yosef is saying is that Adam Chashev by Omar who works. Nas Nehiv Omar who. So Adam Chashev works. He at least said something. But Nasnehi Vamrahi by Adam Chashev, that's nothing. Because if he doesn't even say anything, so who cares? You give something to an Adam Chashev, he doesn't even acknowledge it, then that's not, there's no Chashivus. I think that's what the Atzmus Yosef is saying, the words that Atzmus Yosef is saying. But, in L'chaira, we could say a little more. Maybe the Atzmus Yosef means this too, I'm not sure. Say a little, maybe a little stronger, and that's what I think some of you are starting to say. We need ki yikach v'loy ki yisikach, right? That's a klal. The man has to do the kiddushin. The nosan hi, nosna hi v'omar hu, when he receives a gift, al tzadam chashuv, and he says, hari yav mekudeshes li, whatever the language is, either hari yav mekudeshes li b'matonazu, hari yav mekudeshes li b'hanosh, ani mekabel matonazu, when he says something, his amira, at least, is a maisa kedushin. It's a kiyikach. He accepts it. That's the moment is. And at least there's an amira, something that establishes that he's doing a maisa kedushin. So that's good. By Adam Chashuv, he's not giving, he's just taking. How do you know he's masking? So at least, look, at least he's taking. It shows that he's into it. And L'shem kedushin, he has an amira. So we know that he means it. By Nosna Hi Va'amra Hi, she does everything. She goes over to him. And she gives him a gift. And she says, Hari Amu Kadeshus Li, Hari Animu Kadeshus Lach, with the fact you're Makabal, my gift. The fact that he takes it doesn't really show a Haskama. Because what does it show? He's willing to take things? A lot of people are willing to take things. He didn't do anything. Now she wants it, that it should be in exchange for a Kedusha. How do you see that he's every kedushin he's giving, so you see, or he's saying, so you see.
She wants, I mean,
what?
But she saw her intent when she gave it.
Hey, no, she meets kedushin. So do you have to know that she meets kedushin? See, that's true. What?
She says
that. No, he means in a case where he gives it and says, how do you know what she wants? Legitimate question.
The first,
and here also, the Amir is first, not the Hivan Rahi.
So,
What I'm suggesting is that by Nosnehiv Amrahi, you don't see anything on his side. You don't see anything. What? If he says, okay. What if he says, okay? Interesting question. If he says, okay. What would be by Nosnehiv Amrahi if he says, okay? Interesting question. Well, that's going to be Yadai. So Yad, which we're going to have to see. What Amira does he need? If he just says, okay, that might remain a Sukkim by Sinyan. It might be good. It's what? Alright, so, yes. It's a Sukkim by Sinyan. Okay. Right, well, we're going to have to see. 1 minute. So you have the kasha on what I'm about to say, but humor me for a minute because it'll work out at the end. I'm saying is that Nosnehiv Amrahi is no good, even by an Adam Chashuv. Why? Because he doesn't show his das. We don't see his das. There's no kiyikach. He didn't show what he wants to do. He didn't show what he wants to accomplish. So Memeila, Nosnehiv Amrahi, even by Adam Chashuv, is no good. Period. You're jumping on me and saying, if so, by Nosn Huv Amahu, we don't see hard das. Okay, have a kasha what I'm saying.
Wait.
What? In which case? Well, he did both. That would be a Sukkah Vesinyi Mitzidai. And Mitzad Har, it's also a Sukkah Vesinyi. So then the kasha is, why don't we say the reverse? That when she gives and she says, on his part, it should be a Sukkah Vesinyi.
You need more.
So that's going to be that's what we're going to try to establish. You do deep more. That's what I'm saying. It won't be shvar at the end. But for the moment, let's just accept that nosna he for amra he by an adam chashev vadei doesn't work because he didn't do anything. We have problems with it. So when we're done, mitzvah Hashem, you'll see that it works out. Okay, but that's what we're going to. That's l'chayrit. That's mukhach from the Gemara. I'm not telling you a chiddush. It's mukhach in the Gemara. The way Tosfos learned, the Gemara is saying these two cases don't depend on Adam Chashuv. Nos Nehuv Amahu, Nos Nehiv Amrahi. These do not depend on Adam Chashuv. Nos Nehuv Amahu is always good. Nos Nehiv Amrahi is always no good. And finished. It doesn't depend on anything to do with Adam Chashuv. That's l'chayrit what we have to say, and that is what the Atzmas Yosef and Avinu Lulam are saying. However you explain it, but they're saying clearly that Nos Nehiv Amrahi by Adam Chashuv is garnished. It doesn't work. Is a the Rashba is a different kasha on this sugya. This we're gonna have to spend some time working on. The Rashba asks by Nosan Hu va Amrahi. Got it? Nosan Hu va Amrahi. What's it in? It's a suffix. That's the Gemara's case. Okay, Nosan Huva Amrahi is the Gemara's case, right? It's a suffix. Frek de Rashba, why is it no good? Why is it worse than Asukim Baisa Inyan? I mentioned to you, it's going to be a Gemara later, that there are Asukim Baisa Inyan, you don't need an Amira. If it's clear, because they're involved in the Inyan of marriage, you don't need an Amira. Nowadays, you go to a wedding under a chuppah, you don't need an Amira. If he doesn't say the Hariat, it's good anyway. He doesn't say Hariyad. He just walks down the aisle, and she walks down the aisle, and she goes around him 7 times, and he puts a ring on her finger. He didn't say an Amira. He forgot all about Amira. It's 100% a good condition. Why? Because everyone knows if a guy's walking down the aisle, you know, you have to find yourself walking down the aisle, and one candle on one side, one candle on the other side, so you get married. I mean, that's what happens. That's a Sukkah by Sinyan. You go under a chuppah, and the kala walks around 7 times. So everybody knows that that's called asuka. That's the biggest asuka vasin you could ever have. And giving a ring in such a case without any amir at all is good. So, what? Okay, we're going to see. That was what the Bibra Barfa said. But 1 second. Asuka vasin works. Frek the Rashba Kasha. Nosna he. Nosna hu. Vamra he. Which the Gemara says is a suffix. Why is that worse than a sukkah by Sinyan? Her amira makes it worse because
have any sikah. If you have a sukkah, it shows that you want it, that's fine. So you don't use any words at all. Once you use the words, they will use the right words. Once you use the mirror, it has to be the right way.
Okay. According to Rav Baruch Beh, the Rajma's Kasha's answer, Rav Baruch Beh said that if you want to get married with a Sukkah Bais Inyan, you have to have Kavana for a Sukkah Bais Inyan. And if you want to get married with Amira, then you get married with Amira. If they go to the Chuppah and he gives her something, and before, right before he gives it, she says, Hariyani Mekudesh Islach B'Tabazu, it seems that they want to get married with Haramira. So when she talked, how do you? It's not clear. Is it clear that he wants a sukkah? What you're saying will be very important. I'll tell you why. What we're going to do, according to Rav Baruch Beh, Pashtus, it's answered. Pashtus, the whole kasha falls off. A sukkah means you have to be mechaber for it, not amira. However, the Rashba is the kasha.